Friday, April 26th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In our evening prayer hymn, Father, we thank Thee, who hast planted Thy holy name within our hearts. Knowledge and faith and life immortal, Jesus, Thy Son, to us imparts. Thou, Lord, didst make all for Thy pleasure, didst give man food for all his days. Giving in Christ the bread eternal, Thine is the power, be Thine the praise. Watch o'er Thy church, O Lord, in mercy, save it from evil, guard it still. Perfected in Thy love, united, cleansed and conformed unto Thy will. As grain once scattered on the hillsides, was in their broken bread made one, from all lands Thy church be gathered into Thy kingdom by Thy Son. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son. Alleluia. Psalm 145. I will give You glory, O God, my King. I will bless Your name forever. I will bless You day after day and praise Your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim Your works, shall declare Your mighty deeds, shall speak of Your splendor and glory, tell the tale of Your wonderful works. They will speak of Your terrible deeds, recount Your greatness and might. They will recall Your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out Your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is all is the Lord to all, compassionate to all His creatures. All Your creatures shall thank You, O Lord, and Your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of Your reign and declare Your might, O God, to make known to men Your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of Your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom, and Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the first antiphon, God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, to the King of ages, immortal and invisible, be all honor and glory. Alleluia. Continuation of Psalm 145. The Lord is faithful in all His words and loving in all His deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to You, and You give them their food in due time. You open wide Your hand, grant the desire of all who live. The Lord is just in all His ways and loving in all His deeds. He is close to all who call Him, who call on Him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and He saves them. The Lord protects all who love Him, but the wicked He will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless His holy name forever, for ages unending. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, be near to all who call upon You in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere You. Hear their prayers and save them, that they may always love You and praise Your holy name. Repeating the antiphon, to the King of ages, immortal and invisible, be all honor and glory. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, the Lord is my strength, I shall always praise Him, for He has become my Savior. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 15. Mighty and wonderful are Your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are Your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse Your honor or the glory due Your name, O Lord? Since You alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in Your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord is my strength, I shall always praise Him, for He has become my Savior. Alleluia. And our reading for this evening is from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Son though He was, Christ learned obedience from when He suffered, and when perfected, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him, designated by God as High Priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, the Good Shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, the Good Shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Alleluia. And our intercessions, let us praise Christ, the source of all life and the foundation of all virtue, saying, Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. Jesus, our Savior, you died in your human nature, but we were restored to life by the Spirit. Make us die to sin and live by the Spirit. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You sent your disciples into the world, the whole world, to preach the gospel to every creature. Inspire those who preach the gospel to live by your Spirit. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to you to bear witness to the truth. Keep the hearts of those who govern us faithful to the truth. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You make all things new and command us to wait and watch for your kingdom. Grant that the more we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the more we may seek to better their present world. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You went down among the dead to bring them the good news of the gospel. Be the great joy and hope of all the dead. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. Let's say together in Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father of our freedom and salvation, hear the prayers of those redeemed by your Son's suffering. Through you, may we have life. With you, may we have eternal joy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.